The destruction of whānau ora by stealth or a politically motivated public stoush? Which is it? A group of five prominent Māori kuia, including Dame Nada Glavish, Dame Tariana Turia and Meripeka Raukawa Tate, is seeking an urgent Waitangi Tribunal hearing over claims the government is underfunding and undermining whānau ora. The program delivers health and social services for Māori through its three Māori-led whānau ora commissioning agencies. Now, last budget, the government announced an $80 million funding boost to whānau ora over 4 years. But not all of that money is being filtered through the commissioning agencies, prompting allegations that the government's diluting the program. Now, the women wrote to the Prime Minister in November last year about their concerns, expressing no confidence in her minister. But they've had no response and lodged their Waitangi claim yesterday. Today, Whānau Ora Minister Pene Henare and the chair of the North Island Commissioning Agency, Meripeka Raukawa Tate, joined me in the studio, and she started by setting out what she sees as the problem.
From what we have seen, particularly in the last 12 months, we believe that the government is starting to undermine whānau ora. Whānau ora has been highly successful. You only have to ask the people who have got value from the services, and we see us now being funding being withdrawn from us. We're seeing other people, particularly government agencies, starting to acquire the whānau ora brand, if you want to use that expression, and saying we can deliver whānau ora. And whānau ora isn't just something that you pluck out of the air. Whānau ora is about aspirations. It's about encouraging Māori to think into the future. And it is by Māori, for Māori, with Māori. And that is the difference. And so we're seeing that now, really, over a period of time, being whittled down and diluted. And we're really disappointed.
Minister, you're basically being accused there of undermining whānau ora by stealth. Is there any truth to what Meripeka has just said?
No, I don't believe so. If there's a truth to what Meripeka has just said, is that whānau ora is one of those kaupapa that is highly successful. It works amongst families, communities far and wide, and it's one of those initiatives that we believe deserves more support than the review that was initiated under my time. Expresses that as well. We also see that there are more opportunities to be had with whānau ora. In order for us to explore what those might be, we've given ourselves the opportunity to do that.
Now, okay, can we just pause there? What do you mean by that? Because the government has pledged $80 million in the most recent budget for whānau ora. Is all of that going to go to whānau ora as we know it and through the commissioning agency for whānau ora?
No, it won't be. So we've made
a commitment. So you're not giving them all the money?
Not all the money, no. We've made a commitment to ensure that their work continues. Their money will continue to increase over the next 4 years.
So how much of the $80 million do they get?
At this stage, it's just over $40 million. We've held on to some of the money to allow
almost
us to...
Almost half of it. Why?
Well, no, not almost half of it. Only about $20 million. To allow us to explore how we might be able to support whānau ora as per the review. The review says that, in particular, two things aren't happening in whānau ora. One is that there is an opportunity to look towards more localised opportunities to grow whānau ora, and two, to allow government agencies to buy into whānau ora, not to deliver whānau ora, but buy into the initiative.
What's wrong with that, Meripeka?
Well, first of all, I think that the minister is trying to reinvent the wheel. We've been in existence now for over 5 years, and we have. We've got the reach into the communities, and he is right that we can do more at community level, but you can't do more at community level if you don't have the resources, and that's why we would have liked to have seen more money coming to us. And so, you know, when you're in the community, when you know the families, when you've been doing the job, and the other thing is we really... understand our communities. That's the difference. But don't tell me any government department or agency is going to be able to deliver better than the providers that we've got now. What we do is we collaborate. Our providers, they collaborate within their collectives. And so we know the value of that. Ask any government agency to collaborate with each other. Hardly. Most of them can't stand each other. They don't talk to each other. They won't share information. And the families who absolutely need the services just don't get the level of service that they require.
How often do you guys talk? Because you're on different pages here, aren't you?
We've met periodically over the past 2 years, 3 years, and certainly in my time as the minister.
But these women sent you a letter. Well, they sent the letter to the Prime Minister.
Yes.
The Māori caucus got it as well, and you didn't respond. Nobody's responded to them yet, they say.
it's not uncommon for the Prime Minister to kick those letters to those ministerials who have ministers who have purview. The letter
was
you,
though, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and the letter was rather detailed. It did require us to do a lot of work, and my office continues to work on that.
So, in did you put them on the back burner?
No. In the meantime, I've also been more than happy to meet with them. In fact, I've seen a number of them and discussed on a number of occasions matters with a couple of the claimants in the last 6 weeks.
Did they raise these serious concerns
No.
with you? Is he right? Did you
We've
raise
had,
them?
We have had no response, no acknowledgement of our letter to the Prime Minister. And our letter really was that we weren't happy with the Minister, with her Minister, which is Minister Henare. And so we detailed a number of things. We've had no acknowledgement. We've had no concern raised with us. Now, over the last 12 months, in fact, since the Minister has become the Minister of Whānau Ora, I have said to him, and we have said it on a number of occasions, please join us every 2 months when we have our board meeting. We realise you won't always be available, but if you can Skype in or if you can video in, just so that we can tell you the good things we're doing, but more importantly, the challenges that we are experiencing and how you can assist us as our minister. My expectation is that the minister will listen and he will go all out to back the wonderful work that is currently being done. And the families must be advising him about that, but we want to share it with him. We're not the enemy of the minister, but I do have high expectations of the minister.
Meripeka, your group has expressed no confidence in the minister sitting right beside you there. Mm-hmm. Can you tell him exactly why you have no confidence in him?
Well, first of all, you should be visible to Whānau Ora providers. That's absolutely crucial. And secondly, we should never have received the minimal amount of funding that we got this year. I expect the minister to go out to bat to say this is absolutely crucial. Last year, the Prime Minister launched the wellbeing budget, the first in the world, I understand, and that's going to be transformational for many families, particularly those who live in Struggle Street all the time. How are you going to do that without Whānau Ora providers up and down the country getting more funding to do the absolute work that must be done now?
Okay, the minister deserves a response. What do you say to that?
I've travelled the country and spoken to many providers. I've spoken to families directly who both utilise and access the services of Whānau Ora. And I'm quite clear that their voices must also be heard in this. I have met with...
So what are they telling you to take the money away from the commissioning agencies?
No, they're not. What they are saying is they want, one, more accountability. Two, more transparency. Three, the opportunity to determine for themselves what Whānau Ora might look like. For example, in Kaitaia, it will look different to Auckland.
And don't you think your commissioning agencies can adapt to that?
Well, we do right now.
And we continue to give them the opportunity. We allow them, and like I've said, their money will continue to grow. And that's great, that's awesome. So, but I think there are opportunities we can explore.
Okay, so the core question is here, do you retain 100% confidence in Whānau Ora and your commissioning agencies?
I have full confidence in the work that the Whānau Ora commissioning agencies do. More importantly, that the providers on the ground provide the services for our whānau who need it the most.
So why divert money away from them if you're 100% confident in them?
Because the review was quite clear. None of the commissioning agencies are able to get the cut through with government agencies. We've made it a particular push to make sure that other government agencies actually stand accountable for our people who deserve Whānau Ora. And one of those initiatives was announced in the budget.
So, Meripeka, why can't other Māori groups deliver for Māori, as the minister is suggesting? Why should you have a monopoly on it?
They will over time, but you have to invest in those providers. You've got to build the capacity, build the capability of those providers so they can instill that into the families, that they can develop resilience in the families. We've had to spend money over a number of years to ensure that the providers themselves actually get the skills, get the enhanced skills that they need. So, you know, that's something that we've been absolutely proud of, but we've had to do that. And you can't just have people saying, oh, I'm going to put my hand up and deliver services. There is expertise required, there's knowledge required, and you also have to have, you've got to trust the people to be able to deliver, but also you've got to be able to trust them to be supportive of the families, those high needs. Many of them have high and complex needs.
The minister is right when he says the review into Whānau Ora said there was room to explore other commissioning options, including localised commissioning options. You are happy to take the positive of this report, but you're not happy for the money to go to other agencies?
Well, that's, most of those other agencies, you will find, they will actually be, many of them will be mainstream agencies, government agencies. Government agencies, and the Minister is right, we have not been able to have the cut through with government agencies that we would have liked over a period of time. Now, why is that? Because government agencies do not believe that that an NGO such as ourselves, or an agency, commissioning agency such as ourselves, can actually do it. We are stunning in the work that we do. We outperform most of the government agencies, and we're crucial to this government being able to transform families. We're actually crucial for that. We've had the experience, and then there is the reluctance to believe that we can do it.
So, Minister, if you have confidence in the commissioning agency and whānau ora, and you don't accept these grievances which Medipeka has laid out, what do you think the motivation of these women is?
Oh, look, I have huge respect in the first instance for all of these wahine, Merepeka included, all of them. I've had experiences with them in the past. I know many of them really, really well. And I respect the work that they do. The opinion and the claims that they're asserting against myself and the government, well, I'm more than happy to front up to. And even more so, continue to work with them to make sure that whānau ora is the aspirational model into the future. I've got no qualms with that.
But you're publicly saying you think they're politically motivated, aren't you? So, well, look, what's your issue here?
Look, there are a number of things here that point to me saying that. Obviously, it's an election year. Every issue is important to our people in an election year. I question the motivations, most definitely. But what I will say is this, that regardless of the political motivations, at the end of the day, this is about whānau.
So you are saying they're politically motivated?
I suggest that there might be a hint of political motivation.
In what way? Connected to who?
Oh, well, we know that a number of the claimants are strongly aligned with the Māori Party.
Are you not undermining them publicly by suggesting that these grievances are not real?
Well, because I've always maintained a stance of an open door. I'm more than happy to work through these issues with these people, either collectively or individually. There is no problem with that. And if it comes to a point where we have to present our evidence in the front of a judiciary, I'm more than happy to do that, because I'm quite confident in the approach we've taken with whānau ora.
So, is this politics? Are you playing politics, Medipeka?
Not at all. I believe that the Minister is being short-sighted. I think we've got here, we've got whānau ora that has been... You've got these women, these Māori leaders, they know this area of work. They've been in this space for such a long time. So they know that hauling whānau ora back into government agencies will have no long-term benefit for Māori. They don't get up in the morning and think, well, what can I do today? They're trying to do the best that they can to not take us back to where we've come from.
But that's not what we're doing.
And the Minister now, what he should have said is, you're absolutely doing a great job. Here's 80 million. You go do it and move our people to a better place. He could have shone through all of this, but I just don't think it's really, I think if anybody's being political, it's actually the Minister.
Do you want him gone from his ministerial role?
I certainly want somebody who will actually do the job. Somebody who will just put aside the politics of it and say, our people's future is at stake here. I will lobby, I will back whānau ora. I know their track record, I know the people who are involved. And why reinvent the wheel and go out into the community and say, well, who's got a whānau ora possible project that we can support? It's not about that. Good people out there are looking to the Minister to show leadership, and it's not happening.
Do you think you retain sufficient support to stay in the position as whānau ora Minister?
I have the full support of the Prime Minister and all of my colleagues, and also I'm confident I have the support of many providers and whānau who look towards the future of whānau ora. Can I be clear? Our manifesto stated one amount. I doubled that in my time here. When I came as Minister, whānau ora was only worth $74 million. $116 million of new money was announced in the last budget. Some of it goes to the commissioning agencies, others it goes into the community where the providers and whānau are. Can I be very clear? There is no money going to government agencies. I'm very clear on that.
But to other providers without being routed through the whānau ora commissioning agencies?
Well, any provider that serves our whānau.
That meets the criteria
most
of whānau ora.
I've been clear from the beginning. The whānau ora outcomes framework is unchanged from the time of Dame Tariana Tūria. That will not change under my watch. And as long as somebody can align with the whānau ora outcomes framework in a very positive manner and can hand on heart say that that's what they're delivering, Why would we not explore that?
So your position is, if it fulfills the ambitions of Māori and your goals, it's whānau ora, even if it's not channeled through the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency.
Because it aligns with the Whānau Ora Outcomes Framework.
You said that you retain the confidence of your party and the Prime Minister. What conversations have you had with her about this?
We're constantly in regular...
What conversations today, when these papers became public?
I haven't spoken to the Prime Minister today. I spoke to her yesterday. I spoke to the Minister of Finance this morning. I've spoken to my senior colleagues today. I am more than happy with the support that I get from
Lisa,
them.
The government and the Minister should not be surprised at the action we have taken. Last year at Waitangi, the Prime Minister asked Māori to hold her to account, and that's exactly what we're doing. I'm holding our Minister to account, and we're also holding the Prime Minister to account, her government. That's what she said. She said, we want to be a transformational government. We all heard that. Everybody at Waitangi heard that. A transformational government, and you're diverting the funding from an organisation that can absolutely support this transformation that the Prime Minister wants. And I think that is a backward step. And so, you know, what we're saying is the government should not be surprised, and neither should the Minister. If we don't see anything positive, then what should we should speak up. This is not a time. Leadership is not a popularity contest. And so we have to speak up for the voices that cannot be heard.
You are poles apart. So does this have to go through a court process, or can you get around the table and get it sorted?
Look, I've been very clear from the beginning. I'm more than happy to meet with them. I know there are opportunities coming at Ratana, Waitangi, but even outside of those dates, my door is always open. I've seen some of the claimants in the past 6 weeks.
But is talk going to fix it, or does it need to be shifting of cash, money, in your direction?
What I don't want to see is money going in to make government departments relevant. This is 2020.
The Minister has said categorically that no money will go directly into government departments. It's going to be Māori, for Māori,
right.
Just not through your agency.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so all I am saying is that if you're going to work in this space, then you have to know what you're doing, and you have to be able to scale up. You could be able to scale up. That's the requirement, and that was issued. That was actually said in the report that the minister commissioned himself. That we need to do more, and you can only do that by scaling up. And you can't scale up without the necessary dollars to do that.
That sounds like see you in court.
Well, we've certainly started the process. And when you get leaders such as the women, the Māori women who were leaders who have put their names to this paper to take it to the Waitangi Tribunal, that is definitely the start of the process.